The world's press has been reacting to the surprise resignation by Pope Benedict XVI. Lydia O'Kane was at the Holy See press office to follow events.
As news began to filter out that Pope Benedict XVI had decided to resign, news networks began taking up spaces just opposite St. Peter's Square to relay the latest developments. In a hastily arranged press briefing at the Holy See press office, there was a feeling that the world's journalists had unusually been left without words, and that what was going on was a piece of history. The sense of surprise in the room was echoed by the director of the Holy See press office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, when he took to the podium. He began by saying, "The Pope took us by surprise."
Il Papa ci ha preso un po' di sorpresa.
Looking composed as he spoke and sitting alone under the gold papal insignia of the press office, Father Lombardi said that sickness was not the reason that the Holy Father had decided to step down. It was, as the Pope had said in his declaration, strength of mind and body are necessary, strength which in the last few months has deteriorated in me to the extent that I have had to recognise my incapacity to adequately fulfil the ministry entrusted to me. In answer to a question by a journalist, Father Lombardi said that it was not a decision that the Pope had made on the spur of the moment. It was a courageous decision, a mature choice, and he also underlined that Pope Benedict was composed and conscious that this was an important event in the life of the Church.
Una grande dignità, una grande concentrazione e una grande consapevolezza dell'importanza del momento.
At one point, Father Lombardi drew journalists' attention to the book which contains the Code of Canon Law. He opened it on the page which is marked 332, the code which denotes the resignation of a pope, reading out loud what the act entails. Pope Benedict is due to leave office on February the 28th at 8 o'clock Rome time. With that in mind, the Holy See Press Office director preempted some questions. He said that the Holy Father would not participate in the upcoming conclave. Father Lombardi also said that the Pope would go to Castel Gandolfo immediately after leaving office, and following that, he will live in a former cloistered monastery inside the Vatican. I'm Lydia O'Kane.